You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today is that Sunday that always happens about this time of the fall, when it's a very busy Sunday. A lot of things are happening. There's three readings, which is very unusual. Usually we only at most have two readings. But it's the Sunday before the Exaltation of the Cross. That's one of the very, very important feasts of the Holy Church. And because of that, the Saturday before the cross, the Sunday before the cross, the Saturday after, and the Sunday after all have an additional reading. So that we should understand that we need to prepare ourselves for this very important feast. And the hymnography, the liturgics of the feast itself, also sort of make that clear. The vigil is very different than other vigils. The sort of ultimate moment of the vigil, in most of the vigils, kind of happens about two-thirds of the way through. For the cross, it's right at the end when the cross is brought out. So it's a week from today. So we have a little time to think about it and to prepare ourselves. But we should use what the Holy Church is giving us, reminding us that the feast is coming and that we therefore will be ready for it. But also, we have another feast, which is coming tomorrow already, the Nativity of the Virgin. And there are special hymns that are sung about that. We have these feasts kind of overlapping. And I'm not going to talk about any of it today. Although all that is very important, I think we really have to look at the Gospel from Matthew. Now, the calendar is not a dogmatic question, whether you use the new calendar or the old calendar. But it's too bad if you use the new, because this reading is almost never read. Because after the cross, we go immediately to Luke. And this Matthew 25 chapter is almost always missed, and that's too bad. Because I would say that this is one of the most important chapters that we read in the Gospel. Some years, it will be read in the new calendar, but most years not. In any case, what did we hear in today's Gospel? It's the Gospel of the Talents, brothers and sisters. We all like this one very much, because we all imagine exactly what is the meaning of this. But it's probably good for us as Orthodox Christians to look and see what the Church teaches us is the meaning of this. So, three people get talents. That's all of us, by the way. Everybody gets talents, in case you were wondering. One gets five, one gets two, one gets one. Immediately it's clear, the one with five is the best. Maybe not. Let's look a little bit more closely. Because we, from our sociological perspective, big is always better, more is always better. But the wisdom of man is foolishness with God. And someday we will learn that. Maybe today. So the one who gets five and the one who gets two, they both do the same thing with their talents, right? They trade in the sort of metaphor that's happening in the Gospel today. They take the talents and they use it. That's the most important thing. Because the one who got one, what did he do? He hid it under a rock. Which could be not a bad idea, because then you're not going to lose it. But when the Lord returns, who had given the talents, who of course is God in this metaphor, what does he say? Well, let's listen. To the one who got the five talents and made five more talents, so 100% return on the investment, excellent. He heard, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Those are words that we want to hear. We want those words to be said to us when we leave this life and we appear before Christ. Next came the one with the two talents, who made two more. Again, 100% return on investment, but it's only two. So certainly the words that he heard were different. We are sure of that. I bet if we took a poll, 90% of the people in church today, at least, if I wouldn't sort of give you this introduction, will say he said something different to them. And you're right. He said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Wait, that's the same. The person who got five and the person who got two and who both used their talents, they heard the same beautiful words from the Lord. We'll come back to that. Now comes the one with the one talent. Remember, he hid it under the rock. And he ended up getting some very harsh words from the Lord. "Bind him and throw him out where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, and take his talent and give it to the one who has 10 talents. Seems a little rough from our point of view. I mean, it's important for us to praise people no matter what they do in our society. So good job, that's great. Well, in this case, maybe not so much, because the wisdom of man is foolishness with God. And the issue that we see here, brothers and sisters, and what is so important for us, and I think so beautiful for us, and such a challenge for us, is that it's not how much you're given, it's what you do with it. Now that's really hard for us to kind of grasp, because somebody else has more talents, and therefore I want more talents. Doesn't matter that I got my talents, and I'm good at those, I have those things. That's garbage to me because this guy has more, or he has different, and I want his talent. That's the way we live our lives. So, in other words, we're not using the talents that we were given. We're throwing them under a rock to go chase after the talents of our neighbor. And what answer will we hear from the Lord? Not the one we want. Not the one we want. Now, if you take this to its logical conclusion, and almost all the kids are already there, it means I don't have to go to school anymore. Because I got the talent that I was given, and I'm good. I'm good. As long as I use that talent, I'm good. Sorry. Another talent that we are given is our mind, the ability to study, the potential to grow our talents more and more. So we can't take our potential talents and put them under the rock either. So what's the answer? How are we going to get to this good answer that we heard, that the people who got 5 talents and used them well, and the people who got 2 talents and used them well are going to, that they heard? How are we going to hear that same thing? Brothers and sisters, use what you've been given. Grow those talents. But stop coveting your neighbor's talents. We always think, "Oh, you know, I have this job and it's a good job, but that guy, you know, like he's a doctor or he's a lawyer, and you know, I that's not good enough for me to be this what I'm doing." It's good to have an ambition, to want to use what God gave us. But we also have to understand that sometimes there's an end, and the Lord usually shows us. We will try to go down a path, he will put up a small little hill and we will jump over it, and then he will put a bigger one and we will climb over it, and then he puts this brick wall, and we just keep blasting into it, not realizing that the Lord is saying, "Use the talents I gave you wisely, and stop coveting the talents that I gave to somebody else." Brothers and sisters, what we want, what we are striving for, is to hear these beautiful words from the Lord when we leave this life. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We want to use what we are given to the greatest ability that we have, to strive, to struggle, to be ambitious, to try to do the best that we can do with what the Lord gave us. But use what he gave you. Don't put it under a rock to go chase what your neighbor has. The Lord knows what's best for each and every one of us. How much easier our lives would be if we would really embrace that concept, that the Lord knows what's best for each and every one of us. So, brothers and sisters, what we're after is the answer, not a particular number of talents in this life. Take what the Lord gave you. Use it to the best of your ability to glorify God. to be an example of a Christian in this life, to be an example to others. And if you do that, however many talents you are given, you are going to hear the same exact answer. And that answer is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. And may the Lord grant that each and every one of us hear these beautiful words after we have taken our last breath on this earth. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.